This is a moment to reflect on grace as Bishop Gerard Cossé teaches us how the Lord will support us in our efforts.
When circumstances beyond our control prevent us from fulfilling the righteous desires of our heart, the Lord will compensate in ways that allow us to receive His promised blessings. Because God is both just and merciful and His plan is perfect, He will not hold us accountable for things beyond our control. Through Jesus Christ and His atonement, we can find the strength to endure and ultimately overcome all of life's challenges. Thus, beyond redeeming us from our mistakes, the Lord's mercy and grace sustain us through injustices, deficiencies, and limitations imposed by our mortal experience. When our earnest efforts fall short of our aspirations due to circumstances that we cannot control, the Lord may still accept the desires of our hearts as a worthy offering. We will be blessed for the righteous desires of our hearts, even though some outside circumstance has made it impossible for us to carry those desires into action. What matters to the Lord is not merely whether we are able, but whether we are willing to do all we can to follow Him as our Savior. The Lord's compensating blessings often come through the kindness and service of others who help us accomplish what we cannot do on our own. I remember a time when, living far from one of our daughters in France, we felt helpless to assist her after a difficult delivery. That same week, our ward in Utah sought help for a mother who had just given birth to twins. My wife, Valerie, volunteered to bring a meal for her, with a prayer in her heart for both this new mother and our daughter in need. Soon after, we learned that the sisters in our daughter's ward in France had organized to provide meals for her family. To us, God had answered our prayers, sending His angels to bring comfort when we couldn't.
That was an excerpt from Bishop Gerard Cossé's talk, Compensating Blessings. This is a moment to reflect.